in order to be born, something has to happen before that, which is, in this case, it's becoming.
Well, when a man meets a lady and he likes her,
they love each other very, very much. Yeah.
But again, you know, the Buddha is going for the most universal, most general cause. You know, and ordinarily we would think of birth, you know, as that process, you know, reproduction, basically. But it's something far more universal than that. So it's becoming is the cause of birth. And becoming is really the fact that in this reality that we inhabit, stuff happens. You know, things come into being. It's the nature of the universe that we're in.
Yeah,
it's not nothing. It's full of things.
Is this another kind of point to process, I suppose, rather than staticness? Like, you know, that it's things are in the constant, you know, like we're on the cusp of a wave in the sense of the constant.
Yeah, I mean, with the both of us, with our background in chaos magic, you know, another way of thinking about this card might be chaos, chaos itself. Sure.
Right, yeah, in its sense of potentiality rather than anarchy, which is also a bad use of the word anarchy.
Yeah. In this universe of ours, anything can happen, and it does all the time, and you can't get away from it.
Just open up your favourite news website in the morning and see what craziness is going on in the world today. The original image for this, or the traditional image, is a pregnant woman, and we didn't fear too much away from that. There's an echo between this image and the suffering image, which was intentional, in that it's the same kind of, it's a similar pose, similar dress, different aged woman. One is the moon, one is an eclipse. But in this kind of case, I like the idea of the moon because it has two very kind of distinct, I suppose, symbols, in that it's the light and the darkness, which is like, you know, the hope, something to move towards. But also, it's not a real light. It's an illusion. You know, it's someone else's light. It's only reflecting something else. It's not a thing that reflects itself. There's something that I find very fascinating about that kind of dualism. And, it seemed to be fitting in the sense of to be standing in front of that. And this is, you know, becoming. That's certainly my flavour I'm bringing in, than I suppose in a direct kind of Buddhist thought. But
I mean, I love, you know, the little details that you've got in here, Tommy. Like the fact that she's on her own in the desert at night, dressed in clothes of mourning. You know, she's in black. What the hell is she doing there? Where's she going? She's on some sort of night journey. She's
making on a plant. Going upwards. Yeah,
I love that. I love the idea that the terrain is slightly sloping upwards, you know, so there's a sense of labour, of effort.
Moving towards becoming.
Yeah, negative entropy. You know, having to apply effort.
And a moon that's far too big. Surely the tides have gone crazy. Yeah. We kind of assume that, you know, mother's been happy and stuff like that. But there is like a sadness within the bear too, as we know, because the bear implies the death and there's the suffering. And you know that with all the joy of a child is going to come, you know, because you know from your own experience all the stuff you had to go through, whatever, that's also a part of life. While there's a deep joy in creation, manifestation, birth, all that, there is, and there's worry and there's all of that comes with it.
I mean, the sense here is we don't know what's going to happen, but something is going to happen.
Inescapable. Yeah.
So this card's about, it can be about potentiality, you know, it can be about unexpected changes, it can be about inspiration, you know, that sort of like creative force that's going to give rise to something, but we might not know exactly what it is just yet.
With the kind of thing of let it be what it is, rather than trying to, again, push your kind of agenda or whatever on it.
Yeah, and that's where the negative meanings will come in. You know, if the card's upside down, then there's a sense that an agenda is coming in, you know, so it would be then about resistance to change or about being too closed down, you know, not allowing things to happen.
Would there be a sense in a divination way of that to be like this could represent like a gestation period, the time needs to be kind of you know, allowed for these types of things, that something, you can't rush something, that it still has to take its own, you know, it's processed.
But you know, beautiful image, this one, you know, one of my favorites, I think.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. I like it too. So before becoming, we have grasping.